Tama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Putle Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatari. So Om Meghanath Timadanda Shag and Anjana Shalakaya Chakshura Minitam Gena Tosmai Shigaveda Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta. We are online again, so there's sound now, don't worry. I'm aware. So we're online again, and it's just, I guess, the temple room internet has some issues. So it keeps blinking on and off. Let me see if I can go on another. No, there's only one network here. I should have brought my own network. Okay, so I'm going to try to do the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Warning message. Something. Meeting enabled. Okay, so we will try our best, in spite of all the technical difficulties, to go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The computer lets us do that. If not, let us do that. No, well, somehow the same computer doesn't act properly in the temple. Even though it's plugged in to the wall, the same connections are there. And yeah, this has something against the temple. Okay, so hopefully you can see me online, right? Okay, so hopefully this thing will work. And next week I'll bring my own internet connection. So I won't be stuck with. We're chapter 10 in the Adi Leela, beginning with text 147. Should be up there, right? Chapter 10. Okay, it should be up there. And put this there. Seems to be working a little better now. Give me a second. Let down in case someone sends me a message. Okay. Seems to be working. So, put this beanbag aside, and then we will. We're also, you know, if it breaks out, it breaks down, or whatever. We're on Mayapur TV. Hopefully that's what? No, I think Mayapur TV is working right now. Anyway, whatever. We will try our best. So let us start. It looks like it's stable now. So Vada Haridasa Hara Chuta Haridas Vikar Kirtaniya Rahe Mahaprabhura Pasha. And so Vada Haridas and Chota Haridas, the 24th and 25th devotees in Nilachal, were good singers who always accompanied Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada explains that Chota Haridas was later banished from the company of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in the Anchalila, chapter 2. And that is a very heavy story because he was in the renowned sort of life and he acted improperly with ladies. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to see him anymore for about a month or two. And then this devotee left his body. Phew! Very heavy story. And I can tell the story and I'll wait till we get to that section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Ramabhadra Acharya Hara Holdra Sineshvara Apanacharya Hara Radu Nilambara. Among the devotees who lived with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Jagannath Puri, Ramabhadra Acharya was the 26th, Singheshwara the 27th, Tapanacharya the 28th, Raghunath the 29th, and Nilambara the 30th. So nothing stated about those devotees. Singhavata Kamavata Andhura Shivananda Gore Purva Vracha Prabhura Priya Kamalananda. Singhavata was the 31st. Kamavata the 32nd, Shivananda the 33rd, and Kamala Nanda the 34th. They all formerly served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. But later these servants left Bengal to live with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. So Achyutananda Dvaitacharya Tanaika Lachale Rahe Prabhura Charanaha Shraya. Achyutananda, the 35th devotee, was the son of the Dvaitacharya. He also lived with Lord Chaitanya, taking shelter of his lotus feet at Jagannath Puri. There's a statement about Achyutananda in chapter 12, verse 13 of the Adi Lila. Now, if you remember that story about Achyutananda and the Dvaitacharya, then one person asked the Dvaitacharya, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master? And Dvaitacharya replied, Keshava Bharti is the spiritual master. And Achyutananda got angry with his father at that point. He said, what kind of rascaldom is this? That you think that the Supreme Personality of God has a spiritual master, whereas he's the spiritual master of everyone. And Dvaitacharya, instead of getting angry with his son, was so pleased to understand that his son had understood the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nirloma Gangadasa Hara Vishnudasa Esavera Prabhu Sanginila Chadevasa. Nirloma Gangadasa and Vishnudasa were the 36th and 37th among the devotees who lived at Jagannath Puri's servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're getting spiritual benefit just hearing the names of these great devotees. I just described sadhu sangha, sarva shastra boy, lava matra, sarva sangha, sarva city boy. By a little association with a great devotee, like 1/11th of a second, basically, that's lava matra, you can achieve all perfection in life. So just hearing their names is like chanting the names of the Lord. So Varanasi Madhye Prabhura Bhaktitina Jana Chandrasekhara Vaija Paramishratapana Raghunatha Bhattacharya Mishrera Nandana Rabu Yave Kashi Aila Deki Vrindavana Chandrasekhara Grihe Kaila Dwi Masavasa Tapana Mishrera Kari Diksha Dwi Masa. The prominent devotees at Varanasi were the physician, Chandrasekhara, Tapan Mishra, Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Mishra's son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan, for 2 months he lived at the residence of Chandrasekharacharya, Chandrasekharavaidya, and accepted prasadam at the house of Tapana Mishra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Bengal, Tapana Mishra approached him to discuss spiritual advancement. Thus, he was favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received Harinam initiation. Wow. After that, by the order of the Lord, Tapana Mishra resided in Varanasi. And when Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi, he would accept prasadam at the home of Tapana Mishra. And it's also in Varanasi that he gave instructions to Sanatana Goswami. We heard about that. Previously, when Sanatana Goswami escaped from prison, he had to go through the mountains, and there was that whole story of how he had some gold, or his servants had some gold, and they almost robbed him, and then he gave the gold away to the hotel keeper. And finally, he arrived in Benares, in Varanasi. And when he arrived in Varanasi, he had a big beard, long hair, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood he was Sanatana Goswami, but Tapana Mishra thought he was a Muslim mendicant. And Lord Chaitanya said, make yourself clean. He made himself clean, but the only thing he kept that Lord Chaitanya didn't like was what? Does anyone remember the story? His shawl, his blanket, because that had been given to him by his brother Srikant. Now, Sanatana Goswami, that was a nice blanket too, but Sanatana Goswami was in the renounced order of life. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically forbade those in the renounced order of life from living opulently, eating opulently, wearing fine clothes, which I don't. Thank God. And even have some nice wrinkles. So I am following that very precisely. So anyway, so that's what happened in Varanasi. So Raghunatha Balye Kaila Prabhura Sevana Uchishta Marjana Harapada Sangvahana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapana Mishra, Raghunatha Bhatta, who was then a boy, washed his dishes and massaged his legs. And of course, later on, Raghunatha Bhatta became Raghunatha Bhatta for the song. Balahaye laini lachile gela prabhura stane ashtama sarihi la viksha dena kona dine. When Raghunath grew to be a young man, he visited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and stayed there for 8 months. Sometimes he offered prasadam to the Lord. Prabhura jnapanna brindavane re oila Asisha Shirupa Goshanira Nikati Rahila. Later, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath went to Vrindavan and remained there under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. So he was one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Kandrastani Rupa Goswami Shunena Bhagavata Prabhura Kripaya Tenho Krishna Preme Mata. While he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami, his engagement was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for him to hear. As a result of this Bhagavatam recitation, he attained perfectional love of Krishna, by which he remained always maddened. It's actually said elsewhere that he would recite the Bhagavatam in many different meters and many different tunes in a very beautiful fashion. Maybe probably comments on that here. Raghunatha Bhattacharya, or Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, was the son of Tapana Mishra, born in approximately 1425 Shukabda, which is AD 1503. He was expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and in Anchalila chapter 13, it stated that he was also expert in cooking. Whatever he cooked would be nectarian. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to accept the food that he cooked, and Raghunatha Bhatta used to take the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunatha Bhattacharya lived for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, after which Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan to join Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunatha Bhattacharya not to marry, but to remain a brahmachari, and he also ordered him to read Srimad Bhagavatam constantly, Thus, he went to Vrindavan, where he engaged in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Rupa Goswami. He was so expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam that he would recite each and every verse in three melodious tunes. O Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord blessed him by offering him betel nuts offered to the Jagannath deity in a garland of tulasi said to be as long as 14 cubits long. Under Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's order, one of his disciples constructed the Govinda temple. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami supplied all the ornaments of the Govinda deity. He never talked of nonsense or worldly matters, but always engaged in hearing about Krishna 24 hours a day. He never cared to hear blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Even when there were points to be criticized, he used to say that since all the Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he did not mind their faults. Later, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami lived by Radhakund in a small cottage. In the Gauraganadesh Dipika 185, it is said that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was formerly the gopi named Raga Manjari. So that's his ontological position. So, E Mata Sankhyatita Chaitanya Vaktakana Adin Matraligi Samyak Nyaya Katana. I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible. E Kaikas Shakhate Lage Koti Koti Dala Tarashisha Bashisha Tara Upadala. From each branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches of disciples and grand disciples. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is very nice here. It was the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his cult be spread all over the world. Therefore, there's a great necessity for many, many disciples of the branches of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciplic succession. His cult should be spread not only in a few villages or in Bengal or in India, but all over the world. It is very regrettable that complacent so-called devotees criticize the members of the Krishna Consciousness International Society for Krishna Consciousness for accepting sannyas and spreading the cult of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. It is not our business to criticize anyone, but because they tried to find fault with this movement, the real truth must be stated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted devotees all over the world, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur confirm this. It is in pursuit of their will that the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. Genuine devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must take pride in the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement instead of viciously criticizing its propaganda work. So Prabhupada, just a little history here. Prabhupada was dealing with some other sampradayas, some members of our own sampradaya, who were criticizing Prabhupada not only for giving sannyas to Westerners and to people of different castes, which Prabhupada's own spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, did. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was threatened. Actually, there were attempts on his life because he gave sannyas and Brahmin initiation to people of lower castes. But you have to understand the scenario in India. The scenario in India is the people, are, at least at that time and to a certain extent now, are very much caste conscious, you know, based upon like what type of birth, what your gotra is, what your family name is, what part of India you're from, what color skin you have. I mean, just like you see the Bollywood actors and actresses generally have very light skin. Some of them have lighter skin than me, which is amazing. I mean, so, you know, you see all these devotees, I mean, all these people playing in the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, and, you know, what to speak of Bollywood, other Bollywood films, and they're dark, they're light skin. And it's interesting, the only people in the Bollywood films that have darker skin are the demons, basically. Isn't that true? So there's this whole racism that's there. And that's not part of Krishna consciousness, not part of the Vedic literatures. Because as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one should be known according to his qualities and work. Krishna says, chaturvarnamayashrishtam gunagama vibhagashava. One is known in terms of his qualities and work, not in terms of his skin or in terms of his birth. There's no question of janma. There's no question of the color of one's skin or anything like that. So there's many people who criticize Prabhupada and Prabhupada's spiritual master. And there were many attempts on the life of Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he was doing exactly the same thing, not in the West, but he was actually initiating people, giving sannyas to people, so-called lower caste in India. And so many, many, many attempts and criticism. So Prabhupada said, this is not the teachings of the Vedic literatures. And basically, this is envy. Prabhupada said, we're not interested in criticizing people, but it's a fact. You know, people are envious. It's envious. You got to call something for what it is. And many people, even today, we find people even who may be associated with Krishna consciousness who criticize not only that we make Western people devotees, but they consider that certain Western people, depending upon their gender or whatever, are more qualified than other Western people. So even amongst Western people, you find discrimination. What to speak amongst or between people from India and people from the West. But we find in the Krishna consciousness movement that devotees are joining the movement, becoming qualified as spiritual masters from China, Russia. I mean, we have Russian spiritual masters, Chinese people who are qualified as spiritual masters, and men, women, because it's beyond the bodily platform. You know, even in the West, you know, some churches are based on the bodily platform. I mean, like one religion, Jewish religion, to a certain extent, is based upon the bodily platform. You know, what family you're born in. In other words, you have to have a Jewish mother in order to be considered a bona fide Jewish person. Or in the Catholic Church, you have to be a male to be considered a bona fide priest. And so you find all this discrimination based on the body. But the Vedic literatures, the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson we get in the Bhagavad Gita is we're not the body, but we're changing bodies. So for example, let's say I'm qualified. Let's say, hypothetically, if I was qualified to be a spiritual master, I have some disciples who sometimes listen to me. But anyway, so that's another issue. But let's say you take hypothetically the point, I'm qualified to be a spiritual master. Okay, let's say next life, I take birth in, as a lady. Does that make me unqualified? Or next birth, I take my birth in Africa. Or next birth, I take birth in Alaska. Is that, you know, just by changing the bodies, it makes me unqualified? I mean, it's like saying, all right, roadie, sannyasi. But let's say sometimes during the day I go out and exercise and I put on pants because pants are better for exercise. I got exercise. You know, I'm 71 years old. If I didn't exercise, I'd be dead. I'd have a heart condition. So every day I exercise, you know, I run up and down, do this and that. So I put on pants. So as soon as I put on pants, I become an unqualified spiritual master. Huh? And actually, that's one of the things the Bhagavatam says. Bhagavatam says in Kali Yuga, one will think that one is religious based upon the dress that they have. Dress in this particular case, referring not just to the cloth that covers their body, but to the, you know, skin color, that's a dress. Because why do we say that's a dress? Because Krishna himself says it's a dress. In the Gita, in the second chapter, Krishna says, Vasamsi Jirnani Atavibhaya, that one changes bodies in the same way. It's Krishna's metaphor. It's not my metaphor. Krishna says one changes bodies in the same way one gives up old useless clothes. One gives up old useless clothes and takes on another set of clothes. So that would be crazy to think that, you know, because I change my clothes, I become less qualified. Or I change my body, I become less qualified. I mean, depending on my next birth, it'll make me more or less spiritually qualified. Silly, they're simply silly. So there's many silly people who criticize the transcendental nature of Krishna consciousness, thinking it's based upon the body. You must have a certain type of body. I mean, sometimes people, you must have a Brahmin body, you must have a name Trivedi or Chaturvedi or Dwivedi or Sharma or something like that. God forbid you have the name, like a Bengali name Das, which is basically a servant or other things like that. Or actually, a good name is Chakrabarti. That's actually the name of Bengal. So it doesn't matter. I mean, Ravan had a good father. He came from a good dynasty. Of course, his mother was a little challenged, Kekasi. But his father was great, Vrishravas. His father and his brother was even better, Kuvera. You know, he's the secretary of the treasury, Kuvera. Of the demigod, right? He got elected. So, of course, Kuvera's children weren't so good. So you see, sometimes, you know, you got a good father, bad children. So Kuvera's two children were Manigriva and Alakubra. And they were just like getting drunk and being naked. Just like a, you know, North Carolina state. That's what people do there. Maybe not at Chapel Hill, another place, but anyway. So, and they were drunk and naked in front of Narada Muni. I mean, can you imagine, like, if I go to sometimes visit North Carolina State, and visit some of my disciples, and they're drunk and naked, you know. I would definitely be tempted to curse them. Anyway, so to become trees. So here you see Kuvera, good family, and he has two children who turn out to be rascals. Of course, they were later on blessed by Krishna, by Narada Muni, and eventually they saw Krishna, so, you know, it turned out pretty good. And then you have Vrishravas, who was really a high-class Brahmin, and then he had Ravana as a son. And, you know, there's so many instances like this. There's, Kashyapa and Diti, Aranyakashipu and Aranyaksha, right? So it doesn't, you know, the parents don't make the children. The children are either bad or good, depending upon their association. Karnam Gunasandasya Sadasad and Rajonishu. So everything is dependent. I mean, even like talk about Ravana, his wife, Mandodari, she was nice. She kept saying, give back Sita. And Ravana was less intelligent. He was attached to Sita and ready to kill himself and fight with Ram. And so who was more intelligent? Ravana or Mandodari? Obviously, Mandodari was more intelligent. So if you think that spiritual life is actually the exclusive right of a particular caste or a particular race or a particular gender, or a particular whatever, then that simply goes against the Vedic teachings. Eva vipra kivanyasi shudaginanaya krishna tattva veda se guru vai. Actually, we're getting close to finishing this chapter. So, sakala varia che prema pula pule Sila Tri Jagat Krishna Prema Jalai. Every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of innumerable fruits and flowers. They inundate the world with the waters of love of